Amen. You know, one of the things I love about Vacation Bible School is they give you something to wear every day without excuse, the same thing, and you get to wear it on Sunday. It's been a great week. When our almost three-year-old granddaughter came to Vacation Bible School about a year ago, she came into this sanctuary filled with incredible decorations, and she was just enthralled. But what she looked at me and said was, "Well, where are all the peoples?" Because she had missed the opening ceremony. But all of a sudden, the lights begin to dim. And on these big screens, for one little, almost three-year-old girl, our tech guy extraordinaire, Nathan, showed a Lego movie about Jesus to this one little girl, and she sat enthralled. Every time my granddaughters come to this church, Glenkirk, they say, "Is it Vacation Bible School?" No, because you know what? Not every day is Vacation Bible School. Not every day in life is Vacation Bible School. So let me ask you this question in the just brief minutes, and I underline brief minutes we have. Why church? Why church? I mean, there is a plethora of activities that we can involve our children in. Why church? A plethora of good opportunity, amazing options, a plethora of shows and reels that our children can watch. Why church? I mean, some people have said they don't believe in church because the church is filled with hypocrites. To which one pastor responded, "Yes, it is, and we've got room for one more, so you are invited." You may have heard the story. I think I've told it before, but it's a story about a mother who goes to wake up her son to go to church together, to go to worship. And when she went into his room, he pulled the sheet over his head. And he said, "I am not going to church." And she said, "Why? We always go to church together. We always go to worship together." And he said, "I will give you two reasons. Nobody at church likes me, and I don't like anybody there." And she said, "Well, let me give you three reasons why you are going to get up right this minute and go to church." Number one, you are 50 years old. Number two, you are the pastor. And number three, you're giving the sermon. Why church in this day and age when it's so easy to just walk away from anything that causes you any trouble? Why church when there is a plethora of other things to be involved in? A legendary college baseball coach said this to parents who had that question. He said, "Less than 0.03% of any of your children are ever going to make it to the pros. But 100% of your children will one day stand in the presence of God." Why church? Research shows that kids who worship regularly are happier, healthier, and better adjusted. One being a Harvard study that said kids who grew up worshiping rated again higher in overall well-being, that regularly worshiping together on Sunday helps shield children from the big three dangers that hit adolescents: depression, substance abuse, and premature activity. People who attended church as children are all, and again, this is Harvard. We're not talking about a church study. We're talking that's coming out of a church, that's coming out of Harvard. People who attended church as children regularly are also more likely to grow up healthy, to be forgiving, to have a sense of mission and purpose, and to volunteer, which we saw this week when we had 350 campers, but we had a plethora of volunteers. And I saw on this stage leading in worship Four of the kids that went on a Puerto Rico mission trip a number of years ago have graduated high school and yet take the week to come back and serve at church. Why church? Again, this week, we had the blessing of 350 campers here on our campus. And as they served amazingly delicious and creative snacks, they learned that they could taste and see that the Lord is good. As they took the challenge of the first rate and very high, I saw it firsthand, water slides, they learned that Jesus is the living water. And when they come into relationship with Him, they will never thirst again. In the creative crafts, they took home tangible reminders that there is a God who loves them. A cross, a little Jesus that they can share, a little Jesus with people. But also the prayers that in moments when it's hard, God would help them find one of those crafts at just the right time underneath their dirty laundry or something and be reminded of the love of God. I mean, why slime at the end of the week? And I'm sure Amber's been asking that a lot. Why slime? Because it helped in the competition, it helped the children not only know that God loves them, but God has called us to help those who are less fortunate. And so you see all this food that will go to the less fortunate in our community. In the music and lessons, I mean, you just heard, I mean, a song about a fruit salad, about a banana, teaching children that there is a God who loves them. In the music and lessons, they learn that God refuels our weary souls and gives us strength. They learn that Jesus endured the cross to free us from our shame, that there's no more shame in Jesus. In a world that longs to be accepted, that looks for its identity in so many places, they learn that there is a God who loves them, who finds them worthy, and went to the cross for them. They learn that we are indeed the apple of God's eye, that He engraves our name in the palm of His hand. They learn that as we fix our eyes on Jesus, that worry may try and steal our joy, but God's power in me, I'm going to win in His presence. They learn that Jesus through the cross invites us to start the race of life with Him and gives us the power through the presence of His Holy Spirit and the body of believers to finish in victory. Why church? You know, for some reason, in God's infinite wisdom and sovereignty, He called His people into fellowship. In a world that loneliness is right up there with the number one problem, God has called His people into fellowship. That we are, in Hebrews it says, do not neglect meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, because there's a plethora of so many opportunities to be part of. But rather it says, meet together all the more as that final day approaches. That Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not come against it. Why church? Because it is the vehicle through which God has called His people in to glorify Him, to learn about His love, and to reach out to a hurting world with the mission that God loves this world as well. Why church? You can tell by looking at me that I have been at a number of vacation Bible schools. Before I had children, with my children, when my children were leaders at vacation Bible school, bringing my grandchildren to this vacation Bible school. And I want to tell you something interesting. It hit me this morning. I don't think there's been one week of all the many vacation Bible schools I've been at that I have not received a call to go and visit somebody who is finishing the race and who is about to enter into the presence of God. And I want to tell you this, people. At that moment, this is what matters. Is this true? Can we count on this God who promised to take away our shame? Will he bring me into shore, as we sang about? Yes. Every promise of God is yes in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And finally this. This week I received a text from a family of our church, and they brought a child to our Sunday school last Sunday. So before Vacation Bible School, we didn't have all the hype or anything. Solid lesson, craft, singing. And this child had been asking some pretty strong questions, some pretty big questions like, how do I know Jesus loves me? How do I know it's true? And when they picked him up at the end of Sunday school, you know what he said? I'm quoting this. You know what he said? Wow, best Sunday ever. Why church? Because it's what God has called us to. Once we were a people without a name, but now we're called the children of God. Amen?
Amen?
Would you bow with me, please? Lord, thank you. Thank you for the church. Imperfect, yes. And yet, we serve a perfect God. Lord, I pray that every child that you entrusted us with would know that they can start the race with you, and through the power of your Holy Spirit, singing the banana song, that they indeed will come home and finish at the end. Blessed be your name. Amen.